Wednesday, January 10th. Let's talk about finance, gang. And you'll know that I am far from a finance expert because A, you know me, and B, I called it finance instead of finance. The real dickheads call it finance. Anyway, big day in the financial world today. Whereas Bitcoin ETFs were approved. Now, what is an ETF, you may be asking, thinking? It stands for Exchange Traded Fund. And I probably didn't know that before, I don't know, 8 minutes ago. I knew what it was more than what the acronym was. And what it does is, as far as I understand it, is essentially puts a bunch of assets in a bucket and allows normies, as we in the Web3 crypto world like to call you, the access to whatever's in that bucket, in this case, Bitcoin. Now, why is this a big deal? It's a big moment in this digital asset space, one that I have been playing in for the last, 2 plus years now. Well, I guess really 3 plus years now. Shit. It's really the first step in merging the traditional finance world of Wall Street and the markets, et cetera, and the decentralized finance world, blockchain, Bitcoin, Ethereum, NFTs, et cetera. Which is huge because, part of my whole thesis and premise for diving into this digital ownership world back in 2021 was this idea that, things are have been and will continue to just change or morph from physical to digital. Not entirely. There will be a huge combination of the two, but anything that succeeded in the physical world is going to have a place in this new digital metaverse, whatever you want to call it, future that is happening as we speak. And now the approval of Bitcoin ETFs means that normies can now invest in crypto without having to learn, understand and execute what that means, security-wise, wallets, transferring funds on the blockchain, things that I was a novice in before 2021, and now I know fairly well. It removes a ton of friction where people who have been curious about, hey, Bitcoin sounds like it's got some fucking legs, and it certainly does. How do I get in there? And then once they hear about scams and you have to download MetaMask and what the hell is that? And you're paying gas on a transfer from this place. It's just a ton of friction, a ton, which is now removed because now your advisor at Fidelity, just like he's saying, hey, I'll take care of it. Tell me, are you high risk, low risk? What type of fund do you want to be in? Are you in the S&P 500, index funds, whatever? Now, in that conversation, Bitcoin, and I have to assume very, very shortly, and I know the applications have been presented already, Ethereum is following up quickly behind it. Whereas the average person who's an investor is going to be able to add this to their portfolio. And that's a big deal for everyone, first of all, but especially those of us who are really playing in the space directly without the middleman. Right, who are buying directly from peer to peer and who are carrying it in their custodial wallets and who are taking security of their assets, their digital assets into their own hands, like myself. It's most likely, one would think, going to greatly increase the value of these assets, having institutional money now behind them and entering the picture. And it's a big day. So if you've been listening to me for a while on this topic, I've been very bullish this space and continue to feel that way, and I strongly advise you to consider and or reconsider your stance on this thing, Bitcoin, Ethereum, blockchain, whatever it floats your boat in this ever rapidly growing space of Web3. Get involved, and now you have easy access to do so. Put a little bit of your 401k into a Bitcoin ETF, and you'll thank me in 20 years.